Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Jane was asking me why I don't bring Oreo into the studio, my bunny. I say it's my bunny. Alexa says it's hers. And the reason is, like, he's litter trained at home, so he doesn't, you know, I used to call him Pellet Gun Jane when he would nice. Let a few. But if I would let him run around in here, he would certainly shoot out some pellets and probably pee. So we don't want that. You know, well, Odyssey, I mean, St. Louis, you know, doesn't want that.
We've had guests in there that we've been worried about.
I don't
about.
Think I Sue mean, would like it, though.
A bunny? I got no problem with that. I mean, you like, clean it up.
Exactly.
Exactly.
We don't want
just
that.
Clean it up.
So maybe I'll bring him in sometime. We'll see. I have an announcement to make, mainly for Sue and Fred, but Jane, you'll certainly have some comments about this. You might remember, ladies and gentlemen, that in the spring of 2024, just a few months ago, I came out of a decades-long retirement and started cutting my own lawn.
Oh,
Sue,
yeah.
You remember that
one?
Oh,
I do. Fred, it's clear in our minds.
Oh, yeah.
I have made the case over the years that I didn't cut my own lawn for the last 18 years because when I was in Wisconsin in particular, I did it as a kid. That was my job as a kid when I was, you know, at Parkway West and in Baldwin. And then in Wisconsin, I had a pretty significant yard that was just on the cusp of a riding mower or a push mower, and I had the push mower, and it would take me a good hour, 20, hour and a half to do that lawn, and I just didn't want to do it again. So then the lawn crews that I'd been hiring were very disappointing, and they started really jacking up their rates, right? Yeah. And I got to a breaking point, and unfortunately, I decided that because I had enough time to do it, because I don't really work for a living, that I would cut my own lawn again.
Lo like and a behold, person.
Yeah, yes. Like a real person. Uh-huh. Lo and behold, Sue and Fred and Jane, guess what? I have extremely good news. I'm going back into retirement, I think, by the spring of 2025, because guess who cut my lawn yesterday for me? 80% of my grass.
Who? Alexa Reardon.
Alexa Reardon at 9.5.
I love her. Oh.
She has been bugging me. Last week when I cut it, she's like, Daddy, can I try? I'm like, yeah, and I supervised
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And she, so then last night I'm cutting the lawn, trying to get it done before the Mizzou game. She's like, let me do it. And I let her, and I wasn't sure how long I was going to let her do it. I watched her the whole time.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very safe because if you just let go of the handle,
it stops,
right? But she did a great job, and she was super into it. I mean,
okay.
I was very impressed.
I've got a news flash. That interest is not going to last.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Into her teen years.
Oh, yes. It will definitely last
I would
incentivize
say
her.
I would say preteen.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
But okay. You know what? Realistically, here's what I thought. I thought, okay, by the time she's 12 years old, I think I'm going to have her doing this. I'm not even kidding you. By next summer, she'll be able to do this.
Uh-huh.
So
I'm
we'll
sure.
see. But, you know, there's things that parents can do to incentivize kids that want to look at iPads and stuff like that. And if they do chores, like she's got bunny chores right now, before she watches the iPad or does stuff like that, mm-hmm. she's got to do some chores related to my bunny. And that happens.
Oh, listen to this story.
I remember
my
issue.
Yeah, I remember my incentive. You will do it.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, yeah. I think that's what mine was.
And that has changed over the years. You're
I mean,
right.
My son, my husband tried to get my son to cut the lawn and sent him out there, and he trashed it. It was terrible. Like, it was terrible. Like, he had big chunks that he
yes,
missed. Like,
yeah,
like, it was. And I'm like, I saw the dynamic, but I was not uh-huh. going to interfere.
Because, no,
But do you think he sabotaged it?
Absolutely.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
See, that was...
like the writing, there's uh-huh. a wall, and then there was writing,
yeah.
okay? So, yeah, that
but
was...
But Jane, you know, there's so many things, and this is just a reflection on bad parenting. I'm just going to be honest with the audience and honest with you. There's so many things that happen in my household, and I think to myself... If I would have done that with my dad, if I, like, I'll give you a small example, and this is embarrassing, and I'm just going to share it with you. She's in the bathroom a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and she is, she spends a fair amount of time in there with herself and with her iPad, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And her iPad was running down on charge. Daddy, can you go get me a charging cord? And like an idiot, I did it.
What is the matter with you?
I just admitted I'm a terrible parent,
oh,
Sue.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know what, though? My son... just bought a home, and I'm uh-huh. very proud.
Yes,
and he's a functioning
yes.
adult, and he hired someone to cut his grass. He goes, that is a chore I will not ever do, and he's actually paying someone to do it.
Okay.
So I really kind of
love
gotten
choices.
Into cutting right. the lawn, and now I'm at the point, I don't know if I told you this, Sue, but about 3-4 weeks ago, I was at the point where now I broke even on what I would have paid for the lawn crew and what I spent on the lawnmower and the trimmer.
Uh-huh.
Right?
See, so, boy, that was fast.
Yeah.
You know what one option is? Don't have a yard.
Well, there is that.
That is the option that I will be taking in my next abode.
That's true.
Not a bad plan. All right, let's do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, I'll tell you what. On this day in history, wasn't very rich today, but there was one that I kind of liked. And it was on this day in history 31 years ago in 1993, 23 million homes tuned into the CBS debut of the David Letterman show.
Wow.
That was 31 years ago today.
Wow.
And less than half that many people watched The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Billy Joel was Dave's first musical guest.
I don't know if I was watching the first show, but I certainly watched most of that first season. So that would have been, what year would that have been then? Are we talking
1993. 80?
This is the new one. Oh,
yeah.
That's what it was. I was confused too. Okay.
Late Night Wars.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we bring up that only half that many people watch The Tonight Show.
That is interesting, though. Yeah, that's right. I forget. You kind of forget about all
you
that
do.
Stuff. Right?
You really do. But it was 31 years ago, and I read that today, and I thought, what?
We're old. That's what I think.
Yeah. We did lose Ted Drews this week, Jane. We haven't talked about that with you. Ted Drews Jr. at the age of 96. And we're going to replay on History of the Lou with Sue on Sunday, an interview I did with the owner, which is Ted Drews Jr.'s son-in-law. He's married to his daughter.
Oh,
so we're
going to
hear
wait.
That again. If you want to listen, it's at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Woo.
And there will also be other stuff. Fred's in it.
Yep. Well, Hall of Famer.
Fun. Yep. That's how it goes. All right.
Why is Fred in it? What do you do?
Because
Fred?
We talk about
Ted Drews memories.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hey, thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Well, you were never here. It was earlier recorded in May, and you weren't around.
I'm teasing.
According to the latest Labor Day statistics, 818 hot dogs are eaten every second. From Memorial Day to Labor Day, which means we have 212 million hot dogs left to eat over the next 3 days.
I think we can do it.
I think it's going to happen. Well, first of all, we're going to have the live Netflix special
with Joey.
Yeah.
Joey Chestnut. That's coming up, right?
Kobayashi.
Yes.
It's on the 2nd. I've already, well, you know,
I forgot that's coming up.
This is a major deal, people.
Yeah.
Major deal. So I I tweeted out the picture that we had.
So
with
that's
him.
Sunday.
Oh, nice.
And,
so tell me what it is.
Whatever the second is.
When oh,
is
I didn't look that part up.
And
stand by.
So it's on the second, which is actually Monday on Labor Day on
okay.
Netflix.
Yeah. Netflix
with Rob
okay.
Riggle. And so I tweeted out our picture, and he tweeted back, and he goes,
"Joey did?
Yeah." He goes, "That was so long ago." And I said, "You're gonna win."
Did you tag me in it?
I did. Pay attention.
When yeah. was this?
Yesterday.
Okay, I'll have to look. There's
Joey
a lot of responses.
Chestnut responded.
We
to
had
me.
So much fun, and then Jane likes to brag because technically she might have beaten me by like a quarter inch or something
dog.
Like that.
Hey,
right?
That still counts.
Yeah.
It was revolting, but I did.
How many did you guys eat?
Oh, like one and a half.
Yeah. No,
I mean, it was sad.
Oh, I wow. probably even got like a half down, but he yeah. had, how many did he have? We did it for 30 seconds, and he had like five
had,
hot dogs or something
he
like
had
that.
Seven.
Yeah, no, I mean,
he
it was
had
a,
seven?
Yeah,
well,
no.
Like he's the champ. I
you
shouldn't.
You can't even compare.
That's just mind-boggling.
So go, Joey.
Go, Joey. Believe it or not, August just about over, and we have the five things. Well, we have some things to look forward to in September. Number one, in sports, the NFL season kicks off next Thursday with the Chiefs hosting
Thank
the Ravens.
God, I cannot wait. Packers and Eagles
and
the night
Packers
after that.
Packers and Eagles in Brazil.
Yes.
Yeah.
College football just getting started. The Paralympics in Paris are going until the 8th, and we have the U.S. Open in tennis through September 9th.
By the
9th.
Way,
did you hear these are good things.
Did you hear the
they
upsets
are.
Today?
Oh.
The upsets of the U.S. Open?
No. Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah. Big upsets.
Don't tell me.
Two big upsets.
Did we talk about the AI mess up at the U.S. Open?
No. What happened?
It made a mistake. It called a ball out when it was really in. And it was so clearly in that everyone just kind of stopped and looked at each other like, what do we do?
What did they do?
They replayed the point.
But what accounts
did
for
they
that?
Have,
I don't know.
Did they
know
reset
they
it?
Well, you have to be able to overrule the machine.
Wow. That's
yeah. pretty amazing.
Well, you do, but dang, that's weird.
Yeah.
In theaters, the Beetlejuice sequel, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, hits theaters on Wednesday. Transformers 1, which is animated, comes out on the 20th. The Wild Robot will be released September 27th. And Francis Ford Coppola's epic sci-fi drama, Megalopolis, yeah? Is also out that day. I had to sound it out, Fred. You understand?
Oh,
sometimes
I do.
Those
that
words
good.
Get you.
You did well.
At least it's not called Megalopolis.
Right?
Like I do love the title of Beetlejuice, that it's just Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. That's fantastic.
Right? It's yeah. the best thing
it's,
going.
It's awesome.
Love it.
A ton of TV shows are back. Dancing with the Stars, The Voice, America's Got Talent, and season two of the Frasier reboot on Paramount+. Plus, the premiere of Batman spinoff series The Penguin on HBO.
I want to see that.
I thought
Who's
you
in
might.
That?
I yeah, don't have
I
that
can't
info.
Remember, but
I'm
it
look
looks
that up.
Really
okay,
good.
Look
probably
it up. The answer there.
The first fall. Wait, the first day of fall is September 22nd, and if you want to get specific, the autumnal equinox starts at 8:43 Eastern that day. And finally, the holidays. Monday is Labor Day, and really, there's nothing else. I mean, there's talk like a pirate day on the 19th, but that drives me nuts.
Arg.
Yeah.
As everybody goes around going arg.
Arg.
By the way, it's Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
I like
okay, that might be good. Mm-hmm. Vince Gill has just revealed that he's never sent a text message in his entire life. I just
wow.
found that shocking.
Wow.
He said, I don't really understand how it all works. I'm the most non-tech guy that has ever walked the earth. I like to talk to people. I'm pretty old school. So, all right, Vince.
I don't think he's the only one.
So there's that.
But I've been rather impressed with the older generation, like my mom and
right.
others' ability
give it
to.
A shot.
Right. I mean, my mom is sending me memes and stuff like that. She's all over the texting ability. Sending
hilarious.
George Gray messages on Instagram. She harasses George on Instagram. She's very tech savvy at 82.
That's what
there
I mean.
You go.
Vince is not 82, so that's
but
fairly impressive.
Vince is also a celebrity, and celebrities have people do things for them
exactly.
all the time.
Well,
that's probably true. You're
yeah.
right. His assistant is probably
think,
texting.
Let me ask this question. Serious question, though. You think Joe Biden's ever sent a text message?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to say no.
I don't know. I
maybe.
Mean.
I don't,
I don't
know.
Maybe, it's, I think
I
it's
know.
Possible. I think wow. it's possible he might have. We'll have to ask.
Yeah. Let's just call
him
up. You
think Trump's
we'll
ever sent a text message? I mean, I
no.
No, I don't think he has.
Wow. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. In this week's science news and space news, we hit a small asteroid with a rocket a couple of years ago, and it really, you know, destroyed it. So now experts think it may create the first human-made meteor shower when the fragments come back around in the next decade or so. So just so you know, the next one we actually created. And for Jane, in candy news.
Yes.
Swiss scientists figured out how to make chocolate using the entire fruit, not just the beans.
Interesting.
It is interesting, and it requires less added sugar, but no word on how it tastes. They say the fruit itself tastes, quote, a bit like pineapple.
I mean, I could be okay with that.
Right?
I will give you an update that the Apple Jacks, Pop-Tarts
yeah.
are the bomb.
See, those sound good. That sounds
and
good to me.
Huh? I'm on a reorder situation already.
Can you
Are
bring
you
those
really?
In?
Absolutely. And the apple cinnamon. The Boston cream pie, I say no.
Okay.
And the snickerdoodle.
Hey, Jane, I never told you this, but you know, when you sent me home with a homework assignment for Alexa, and she did eat the ramen flavor.
And?
She didn't love it, but she tried it. She did try it. She didn't
is
hate
my spirit
it, but
animal.
I don't think she's demanding it again.
Yeah. I'm going to have
but
to give her some Pop-Tarts.
I believe that she would try the Pop-Tarts. I mean, Apple Jacks are always one of my favorites anyway.
Oh, it is so, and it tastes just like them.
Love it.
Dang.
A huge fan.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. A recent poll asked people if they were to switch to a 4-day work week, which extra day would you like to have off? Fred.
I think I'd like a Wednesday off.
Maybe. Oh my gosh, 21% of people pick Wednesdays to give themselves a break in the middle.
I want Monday.
I want Monday too.
Okay, well, that's what most people say. Most people say 47%. Oh, no, I take that back. 47% were Friday. 27% want Monday.
Okay, that sounds better because then you've got built-in 3-day weekends.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
if I have a break between my work week, that's probably not going to go well.
because that Thursday is going to be questionable too, right?
Yeah, that's not going to work for
the
me.
The least popular option was Tuesday with less than 1% of people. But there were some who thought, you know what? I'll do Wednesday and just have two I don't think one day is enough. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. This is what? Okay. Iceland's population is so small and secluded that whenever two people there start dating, there's a serious risk that they're related. So there's even an app where people have to go to put in their names out if they're related before they get together.
What's allowed? Like second cousin twice removed or something
know.
Like that?
But that's not what you're going for. You got to look it up on the app.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There you
so
go.
There's that.
Sue's News in the books for this last Friday of August 2024, the summer kind of unofficially ending. We got entertainment news to spread around with Paul Hall from Common Guy Films coming up here. Cusimano at 4:45.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Yeah, little Jay Giles, Peter Wolf, bring us back in here at 4:30 on a Friday afternoon. Cusimano's coming up. Jane, did you watch the Mizzou game last night?
I watched some of it. It was great.
Well, they needed to get off to a good start like that, and they did. They were a little quiet here in the second quarter. The offense was a little too quiet for me, but yeah, they were supposed to shellack them. So
yes.
I'm going to be picky, and I wish they would have shellacked them just about by about 10 more points, but that's just because I wanted, before Brady went out, I thought there should be a little bit more at the end of the second quarter.
Riding
but we'll get with that with yes.
I'm now we're say going. Yes. We're going to Tuscaloosa.
I know we
together.
Are. I keep telling people that it's going to be exciting.
Scary.
Frank is coming up here. Well, and you know, I think it might be a little bit too much to ask for them to be undefeated by that game, but it is possible.
I think
possible.
They will be. I think
maybe.
It's very possible.
Okay.
And I told my daughter that I'm going to have a sweatshirt that's half Mizzou and half Roll
I'm
tie.
Going to insist that that happens personally, but let's talk entertainment. We're going to talk sports with Frank coming up here. Paul Hall is here to take us into the weekend with some streaming shows and theatrical releases. How are you this afternoon?
Breaking news, Mizzou just scored again. The game is still going on. You didn't know it, but yeah.
Thank you.
Good week for Mizzou. Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I was like, oh my goodness. I didn't think they'd ever stop scoring, but hey, they could have scored some more.
That was a real tough opponent. Sorry.
You got to have one every now and then, right?
We have about seven. We have seven leading up to the Alabama game, but I'm okay with that. I'm just going to tell you right now. What do you want to start with here this afternoon?
Let's talk about a new movie in theaters called City of Dreams.
Hmm. Here we go.
Any reason you rolled through that stop?
I'm sorry.
That's your son?
Yes. Got any ID for the boy?
Yeah.
Watch the stops.
To a 2018 red Mustang belonging to Rodrigo Ramirez.
Rise and shine, homie!
All right, sounds suspenseful and scary. What is this one about?
Well, I'm telling you, it's about a topic that's not going to let you leave the theater feeling very good about life in many ways. It's human trafficking, kind of like Sound of Freedom last year in the sex trafficking business. City of Dreams covers a young man who, living in Mexico, he's got dreams of becoming a soccer superstar, and he is sent to America to, you know, purportedly go and take part in a soccer camp because this is where he is talented and this is where it's sold like he's going. Instead, that young man is sold into, of course, working hard for the fashion industry and in kind of sweatshops in California. This is something that's kind of ripped from the headlines. It's definitely based on a true story as well. This will rip your heart out. Mm-hmm. As you sit and watch it, you see the treatment, you see the way things went, and it's all for that cheaper piece of clothing that you want to get when you go to the department store to pick things up. I'll tell you what, my stomach turned throughout a lot of this. Is it important to see? Yes, I think it is. I think it's important to notice this stuff that's going on in the world and going on under our own, you know, noses, shall we say. But it's hard to tell you to go to the theater to see this because I don't think anyone wants to leave a theater feeling this down. It's really well done. Ari Lopez is a revelation as Jesus, the lead character here. Stay tuned after the film for kind of some comments from him on why he took the role he did. It's real, it's raw, and it's a really good movie, but it will come around when you can watch it in the privacy of your own home, because you may, you know, need a box of Kleenex to get through it.
Oh. I don't know if you've seen this next one, but this is in theaters. Dennis Quaid, a Reagan biopic.
Governor Reagan, again, typically is against such a proposal.
There you go again.
But he was not afraid to take us on.
There's nothing a retired governor can do about the Soviets, but a president...
Now you can do a thing or two.
There you go again, Dennis Quaid. And this is a theatrical release?
Yeah, it's a theatrical release. It's something I didn't get to due to some personal commitments, but I'll tell you what. Dennis Quaid is kind of made a career doing a variety of topics. I just got something on another movie he's doing down the road. And the early reports I'm hearing about Reagan kind of mix themselves up, I guess you'll find this really hard to believe, on the political landscape. The folks that are definitely right of center are writing really good reviews. The folks that are left of center are basically saying this isn't necessarily the best movie in the world. And in fact, somebody at one of the major publications said it was the worst film he's seen all year.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on.
Give me a break.
Well, so right now it's running at 19% at Rotten Tomatoes. Paul, there are
that is
only...
on the critic side, on the people side.
The people side is 97%.
Okay, thank you. I have to say, I was surprised this was made. I mean, Hollywood does go left. I just thought that was incredible that somebody said, let's do a movie on Reagan.
You can say what you want and have different politics, but you can't say he wasn't an interesting man.
Right.
I mean, I watched Nixon. Yeah. I mean, what a phenomenal, interesting... Why can't we just all agree that you may not agree with them politically, but they're interesting people?
Yes, and somebody saw that in order to make it.
It you know, having not seen it, Paul didn't see it either. A lot of these biopics aren't very good, and I'd like to know, as someone who is a fan of Reagan, it was the first president that I voted for in 1984, and I was certainly, and still am, I consider myself a Reagan Republican, but, you know, I get picky when it comes, as someone who reviewed films for 30 years, when it comes to some of this stuff, because I want it still to be, you know, accurate portrayal, or at least somewhat accurate if it's a biopic.
I think it's difficult to be someone who is a real life person that people know.
Remember.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, he was in on your television every day. I mean, so that is hard to do. But
the hardest thing when it comes to awards time, and Mark, you can probably chime in on this as well. When you get to awards time, is it harder to play someone who is real and basically try to mimic who they were, or is it harder to be someone that's a brand new character? And people will fall on both sides. I recount movies like Ray with Jamie Foxx, and when Courtney Love starred in her movie that she did really well. And it's one of those things. Is it easier to play the real or the not real? I don't know. I can't tell you for sure. I can say I will catch up with this between now and next week, and I'll definitely give you firsthand comments on it. It's in theaters now, and it's not doing real well yet, but I think you'll see it pick up as the week goes on.
I can't believe that this one's going to be in theaters too long either, so I'm guessing we'll be able to stream this in a few weeks, maybe a month.
Well, yeah, I kind of have inside knowledge there, but I'm not going to say
I'll take that as a yes. What else you got this weekend before I let you go?
Let's go to Netflix, shall we, for a new horror movie called The Deliverance.
Sorry, I missed my cue there. Say that one more time. What's it called?
It's a new horror movie called The Deliverance.
There you go.
Perfect.
Remember, before we get started, whatever it says to you, do not listen to it. It will play on your heart. It will play on your mind. My name is Apostle Bernice James. The other person present is Ebony Jackson, the mother. Father, we ask that you cleanse and sanctify us for this deliverance.
All right, so there you go. It sounds scary. I know it's scary just from the you know, the booming bass tone there in the drum. It's got a bit. Glenn Close is in this movie?
Glenn Close. Andra Day is your main lead. Ebony, her and her family move into a house that's creepy and starting to possess the kids. Her mom, in this case, is played by Glenn Close. So Andra Day, you may remember from The United States versus Billie Holiday and some other films that she's a singer, she's an actress, she's absolutely phenomenal. And to see her in a horror movie alongside Glenn Close was what drew me to it to actually see it. Is it great? No, it's not great. But I had more than a couple moments that really got under my skin a little bit as we approach the fall and people look for different kinds of new Halloween films, scary movies. The Deliverance is going to be right in that mix, and it will be something that's different for a lot of folks, but it's basically The Exorcist with kind of a different name. shall we say. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's on Netflix. It's one of those other ones that's running kind of like Reagan was, where critics don't like it. The people that have seen it like it a whole lot more. So kind of use that for your own judgment on to what you want to see on it. I didn't mind it. I'm closer to the people than I am to the critic on it.
Yeah. Well, Jane and I were talking about, like, here's what I'm watching right now, and I just started season two. I finished the third episode last night, The Serpent Queen, and I just started a few weeks ago. The second season just started. This is a Star show. I get it through Amazon Prime. Really interesting period piece set in the 1500s. It's got a contemporary tone, and I like it quite a bit. Samantha Morton plays as the Queen of France, the Queen Mother of France in the 1500s, and it is loosely based on history, although they get a little off the beaten track sometimes. Paul, have you ever seen The Serpent Queen?
I have not.
I think Jane would like it a lot because there's a lot of attitude. It's one of those shows that if you just kind of look at it from the outside, like you look at IMDb and the cover and you see what people look like, it looks like a stuffy period piece, but it's anything but that. And I guess maybe my criticism would be sometimes it tries to be a little bit too contemporary and cute for its own good. Maybe in the second season that happens a little bit more, but I think it's pretty good. And Jane, I think you would like it a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Yep, I need a new show, so I'll be on it.
Anything else streaming wise for series, Paul, that you can guide us into?
Yeah, well, I'm going to mention one other thing that came to now you can purchase. And so it's not like a Twisters film like Mark purchased a couple weeks ago, but
yeah,
that Twisters is actually on available for purchase now as well on streaming and DVD. But this week, the 25th anniversary film, The Sixth Sense, came on to on 4K Ultra HD that you can get in your library via digital. It's The Sixth Sense and Signs, so a couple early long ago gems that were a good time for everybody.
Okay.
And
well,
you know,
let's be careful. Let's be careful there about the second gem in your gems, because The Sixth Sense The Sixth Sense is the only good M. Night Shyamalan movie in history. And the only reason that it was good is because it caught us by surprise. If you go back and watch that thing a second time, is there a payoff?
Oh, no, good
there's
question.
Not. There's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I would say.
But there's a new generation who haven't seen it.
No, well, that's fine. I think that, but in fairness, I haven't gone back and ever watched that one. Maybe it would hold up, and I don't remember all of it. But I would say, because if you know the reveal, then it's not going to be quite as
well. I did
effective.
Watch it more than once, and I wanted to watch it a second time so I could tell if there were clues.
And?
That led me.
And?
Well, of course, once you know, you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But that you're not going to get a payoff.
You know what I randomly started watching a couple nights ago? I only got like 20 minutes into it, but sometimes I do this when I think I'm going to fall asleep. So I was watching The Serpent Queen, Jane, and I didn't want to miss it because then I got to rewind and stuff like that.
And remember where you were?
I started watching Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, yeah.
I
haven't seen that in years.
Neither have I, Sue. And I, you know.
It's a lot better. It's a good movie.
That's
it
what
is.
I thought. Look, I liked it so
movie.
Far. I forget Aaron Eckert's in that movie and, you know, a young Julia Roberts. So I'm gonna keep watching
I've been watching,
it.
Watching The Wire again.
Great
and it
show.
I never watched that. I probably.
It is in my top five of all time.
Wow. Season 2 and 3 in particular. Paul, tell folks so they can find your reviews.
Simple. CommonGuy.com.
Have a great Labor Day weekend. We will talk next week. Best of luck to your Chargers this NFL season. I don't mean that. Right. I really don't.
That's a little hard.
Hey. Come on.
All right.
Come on. Man.
They're going to suck again, even though they have a new coach. See you, Paul. Take care. Friday afternoon, Jane Duker hanging out post-Reardon Roundtable. If you missed any of that, you can always use the rewind function in the Odyssey app. Go back to just after 3 o'clock here, a lively roundtable. We're going to talk about, you know, one of the things, Sue, that's going on this weekend is the Gateway Cup.
And love it.
I love it, too. It's in Lafayette Square tonight. But, you know, it's different this year because they do Monday. The Gateway Cup is a bike race. And usually it's always Friday, Lafayette Square. The Hill is Sunday. I'm forgetting one. It's Francis Park tomorrow, I think. And then they usually do Benton Park on Monday. Well, they moved it to Florissant. Someone pitched the idea of doing this in Florissant.
Oh, wow.
And downtown Florissant is awesome, and I think they're going to do a route there. Mike Weiss from Big Shark Bicycles going to join us here with an update on that. And my friend Scott Moorfield, who writes for Town Hall, will talk some politics, and we'll get into some music in the next hour as well. But Cusimano's here taking us into the weekend. Pretty good victory last night. I'm satisfied. I wish it would have been maybe 13 or 14 points more. I wish they wouldn't have stalled out as much in the second quarter, but they look pretty good overall, and the defense certainly, you know, did its job.
Yeah, considering that they only had one play run inside the Mizzou 50. And I love that these little things, like last year there were three running backs who scored a touchdown. last night, there were four running backs who scored a touchdown. At the end of the game, they had 10 freshmen on the field. Hey, the amazing thing to me is they were favored by 50, and they won by 51. Las Vegas really knows what they're talking about.
Yeah,
they,
the money knows.
It is unbelievable how close they get this.
Yes.
It's unreal as someone who bets football. Yeah, unbelievable. So any takeaways, any injuries from last night?
Well, the one we were worried about is the shoulder of Brett Norfleet, who was a freshman All-American last year from Francis Howell, 6'7". But reports are today the injury is not serious, and he should be back for next week against Buffalo.
Good.
So injury-wise, a good night.
One of the things that I liked, you know, because Brady came out relatively early because they had such a lead, but this quarterback, I think you even talked about him earlier this week, Drew Pine, who had transferred from Arizona State. He had also played at Notre Dame a couple of years ago. He's a seasoned kid, and he looked really good last night.
He did, and in fact, I think he's like their best backup quarterback we've seen at Mizzou in a long time, because you never knew about Sam Horn because you never saw him. But when you're winning like 21-0 5 minutes in, you know you're going to get the backup some work. I did just talk with Brady about an hour ago, and he is really lamenting a couple of those missed throws. But if you go 19-30, you scramble well, you don't throw an interception, that's not a bad night.
Well, and it's your first game. Let's face it. There's going to be, you know, some kinks that you got to work out. The big story around here has to be, and you know that this has circulated quite, you know, quite a lot throughout all of social media, the picture from yesterday that was taken at Busch Stadium during the national anthem, where there seemingly were like three people in the whole stadium. Now, 26,000 was the announced total, but Frank, it is getting pretty dismal. They ended up splitting the series with the Padres, so good for the Cardinals, but I don't think September is going to be very good. And then the question lingers, what the hell is going to happen here?
Yeah, when you see 26,000, that probably means there's 13,000. And when you see 20,000, that probably means there's 10,000. So they're in Yankee Stadium tonight. And, you know, they haven't won a game in the Bronx since 1964. Oh, 1964, Tip McCarver, Game 5 of the World Series. And they're facing just a frightening Yankee lineup. I mean, Aaron Judge has 52 homers and 123 RBIs. And it's not even September yet, I don't think.
Yeah, were you the one that tossed out the stat that if you combine Arenado and Goldschmidt, maybe one other person, they still don't have 52 home runs?
It wasn't me, but look, Aaron Judge he's the modern day Babe Ruth. And then they have Soto, who's got 23 home runs. They have the first and fourth leading home run hitters in baseball, and the Cardinals have the 36th leading home run hitter in baseball.
So what is going to happen? Are we just going to kind of wait this out and just wait until the end of September, and then we're going to see what Mo might do? We're going to see what, you know, they decide to do with Ollie Marmol. What's going to happen? How is this going to go down?
The first thing they did was they called up Jordan Walker today, and Tommy Pham is no longer with the squad, and I think Jordan Walker is going to play a lot. But at the end of the season, if they're playoffless again and maybe in last place, which is still a possibility, I think they'd probably have to make a move with both the president and the manager. I don't blame the manager, and the president's had a terrific run. But if you see those empty seats and two really bad years in a row, Bill DeWitt's got to be thinking, yeah, we got to make a move.
Well, because the fans, as I've indicated this a couple times, the fans are voting right now, and they're very dissatisfied, and I think they're going to continue, you know, throughout the month of September to stay away because they're frustrated with where the organization is, and they want bigger changes. I think that's very clear at this point.
There's no doubt about that.
What's coming up on Sunday night, Frank?
Well, we just taped it, but it's going to be Brady Cook. He's going to be with us every Sunday night on Sports Plus, Sunday night quarterback, and he is really good in front of the camera. In fact, I asked him if he'd want to maybe get into this business. I think I told him anybody can do it if I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And if he wants my job in 4 or 5 years, he can have it. He's going to be great.
What do we think at this point? Obviously, we've got a whole season to go, but what does his NFL potential look like right now? Do you have a sense of that?
Yeah. Well, he's not like top 15 prospect right now, but as we know, nothing is going to be decided until you get a real long look at him throughout the season. He's athletic enough. He has a big enough arm. I mean, those throws last night that he missed on, those were overthrows from 60 yards. If they were underthrows, that'd be a problem.
Did you were you paying attention? Were you at the game last night? I can't remember, Frank.
No, I was watching.
All right. Did you see any of the Arkansas game?
I did not.
I'll tell you what, man. I guess it's Talen Green who's the quarterback there. They put up 70 points on Arkansas Pine Bluff. Now, mind you, it was Arkansas Pine Bluff. But, man, that quarterback that they have right now looked really, really good. Of course, that could be a fun game at the end of the season. Mizzou and Arkansas is the final game.
Yeah.
let's hope it means a lot to both teams.
All right, take care. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We will not speak on Monday because of the holiday. Maybe we hook up on Tuesday, but thank you, Frank.
Sounds great, guys.
All right, take care. That's Frank Cusimano from KSDK as we take you into the Labor Day weekend. What do you got planned this weekend, Jane?
Well, the Greek festival is around.
Oh, so that's always nice.
Outstanding. Yeah, because my son is marrying a Greek girl.
Aww. So
is that the one that's right next to the MAC on the outer road?
Yes.
In De Pere, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's always good. I mean, the food is always incredible.
I love Greek food.
Yeah, we need more Greek. I think we need more Greek in St. Louis. We don't have that many.
I'm down with that. I'm okay with that.
I like that.
I like a gyro now and again, even though I pronounce it that way.
Other than that, if it cools off, I can, you know, foresee doing a lot more activities.
I think it is going
to
cool off.
It's supposed to.
I'm hoping.
Sue has her brother in town this weekend, Jeff, who I've met and played golf with. He is a great guy, so you guys are going to have fun. You're going to Achero tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, we are. And my sister-in-law, who doesn't know St. Louis restaurants, just sent me a text and said, how about we eat at the Crossing tonight? I'm like, that's pretty much eating at Achero twice. I mean, one is the French spin and one is the Italian. But I didn't know. I've never been to the Crossing, I'm excited.
They are both owned by the chef is Jimmy Fiala, who I went to high school with at Parkway West.
Right, I mean, it's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And I was at the Crossing a couple of weeks ago, and you can't go wrong with either of those places. But have a great time with your brother, Sue. Obviously, Sue's not going anywhere. Jane, I'm just kind of saying goodbye to you. Have a great, great weekend.
I intend to.
And we will talk next Friday.
You got it.
We got hour number 3 coming up. Hang in there. Friday afternoon, Jane Duker hanging out post Reardon Roundtable. If you missed any of that, you can always use the rewind function in the Odyssey app. Go back to just after 3 o'clock here, a lively roundtable. We're going to talk about, you know, one of the things, Sue, that's going on this weekend is the Gateway Cup.
And love it.
I love it, too. It's in Lafayette Square tonight. But, you know, it's different this year because they do Monday. The Gateway Cup is a bike race, and usually it's always Friday, Lafayette Square. The Hill is Sunday. I'm forgetting one. It's Francis Park tomorrow, I think. And then they usually do Benton Park on Monday. Well, they moved it to Florissant. Someone pitched the idea of doing this in Florissant.
Oh, wow.
And downtown Florissant is awesome, and I think they're going to do a route there. Mike Weiss from Big Shark Bicycles going to join us here with an update on that. And my friend Scott Moorfield, who writes for Town Hall, will talk some politics, and we'll get into some music in the next hour as well. But Cusimano's here taking us into the weekend. Pretty good victory last night. I'm satisfied. I wish it would have been maybe 13 or 14 points more. I wish they wouldn't have stalled out as much in the second quarter, but they looked pretty good overall, and the defense certainly, you know, did its job.
Yeah, considering that they only had one play run inside the Mizzou 50. And I love that these little things, like last year there were 3 running backs who scored a touchdown. Last night, there were 4 running backs who scored a touchdown. At the end of the game, they had 10 freshmen on the field. The amazing thing to me is they were favored by 50, and they won by 51. Las Vegas really knows what they're talking about.
Yeah,
don't they,
the
Mark?
Money knows.
It is unbelievable how close they get this.
Yes.
It's unreal as someone who bets football. Unbelievable. So any takeaways, any injuries from last night?
Well, the one we were worried about is the shoulder of Brett Norfleet, who was a freshman All-American last year from Francis Howell, 6'7". But reports are today the injury is not serious, and he should be back for next week against Buffalo.
Good.
So injury-wise, a good night.
One of the things that I liked, you know, because Brady came out relatively early because they had such a lead, but this quarterback, I think you even talked about him earlier this week, Drew Pine, who had transferred from Arizona State. He had also played at Notre Dame a couple of years ago. He's a seasoned kid, and he looked really good last night.
He did, and in fact, I think he's like their best backup quarterback we've seen at Mizzou in a long time, because you never knew about Sam Horn because you never saw him. But when you're winning like 21-0 5 minutes in, you know you're going to get the backup some work. I did just talk with Brady about an hour ago, and he is really lamenting a couple of those missed throws. But if you go 19-30, you scramble well, you don't throw an interception, that's not a bad night.
Well, and it's your first game. Let's face it. There's going to be some kinks that you got to work out. The big story around here has to be, and you know that this has circulated quite a lot throughout all of social media, the picture from yesterday that was taken at Busch Stadium during the national anthem, where there seemingly were like 3 people in the whole stadium. Now, 26,000 was the announced total, but Frank, it is getting pretty dismal. They ended up splitting the series with the Padres, so good for the Cardinals, but I don't think September is going to be very good. And then the question lingers, what the hell is going to happen here?
Yeah, when you see 26,000, that probably means there's 13,000. And when you see 20,000, that probably means there's 10,000. So they're in Yankee Stadium tonight. And, you know, they haven't won a game in the Bronx since 1964. 1964, Tip McCarver, Game 5 of the World Series. And they're facing just a frightening Yankee lineup. I mean, Aaron Judge has 52 homers and 123 RBIs, and it's not even September yet, I don't think.
Yeah, were you the one that tossed out the stat that if you combine Arenado and Goldschmidt, maybe one other person, they still don't have 52 home runs?
It wasn't me, but look, Aaron Judge he's the modern-day Babe Ruth. And then they have Soto, who's got 23 home runs. They have the first and fourth leading home run hitters in baseball, and the Cardinals have the 36th leading home run hitter in baseball.
So what is going to happen? Are we just going to kind of wait this out and just wait until the end of September, and then we're going to see what Mo might do? We're going to see what they decide to do with Ollie Marmol. What's going to happen? How is this going to go down?
The first thing they did was they called up Jordan Walker today, and Tommy Pham is no longer with the squad, and I think Jordan Walker is going to play a lot. But at the end of the season, if they're playoffless again and maybe in last place, which is still a possibility, I think they'd probably have to make a move with both the president and the manager. I don't blame the manager, and the president's had a terrific run, but if you see those empty seats and two really bad years in a row, Bill DeWitt's got to be thinking, yeah, we got to make a move.
Well, because the fans, as I've indicated this a couple times, the fans are voting right now, and they're very dissatisfied, and I think they're going to continue, throughout the month of September to stay away because they're frustrated with where the organization is, and they want bigger changes. I think that's very clear at this point.
There's no doubt about that.
What's coming up on Sunday night, Frank?
Well, we just taped it, but it's going to be Brady Cook. He's going to be with us every Sunday night on Sports Plus, Sunday night quarterback, and he is really good in front of the camera. In fact, I asked him if he'd want to maybe get into this business. I told him anybody can do it if I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And if he wants my job in 4 or 5 years, he can have it. He's going to be great.
What do we think at this point? Obviously, we got a whole season to go, but what does his NFL potential look like right now? Do you have a sense of that?
Yeah. Well, he's not like top 15 prospect right now, but as we know, nothing is going to be decided until you get a real long look at him throughout the season. He's athletic enough. He has a big enough arm. I mean, those throws last night that he missed on, those were overthrows from 60 yards. If they were underthrows, that'd be a problem.
Did you were you paying attention? Were you at the game last night? I can't remember, Frank.
No, I was watching.
All right. Did you see any of the Arkansas game?
I did not.
I'll tell you what, man. I guess it's Talen Green who's the quarterback there. They put up 70 points on Arkansas Pine Bluff. Now, mind you, it was Arkansas Pine Bluff. But, man, that quarterback that they have right now looked really, really good. Of course, that could be a fun game at the end of the season. Mizzou and Arkansas is the final game.
Hmm. Yeah. Let's hope it means a lot to both teams.
All right. Take care. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We will not speak on Monday because of the holiday. Maybe we hook up on Tuesday. But thank you, Frank.
Sounds great, guys.
All right, take care. That's
Happy
Frank Cusimano from KSDK as we take you into the Labor Day weekend. What do you got planned this weekend, Jane?
Well, the Greek festival is around.
Oh,
so
that's
always
nice.
Outstanding.
Yeah, because my son is marrying a Greek girl.
So
is that the one that's right next to the MAC on the outer road?
Yes.
In De Pere, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's always good. I mean, the food is always incredible.
I love Greek food.
Yeah, we need more Greek. I think we need more Greek in St. Louis. We don't have that many.
I'm down with that.
I like that.
I like a gyro now and again, even though I pronounce it that way.
Other than that, if it cools off, I can foresee doing a lot more activities.
I think it is going
to
cool off.
It's supposed to.
I'm hoping.
Sue has her brother in town this weekend, Jeff, who I've met and played golf with. He is a great guy, so you guys are going to have fun. You're going to a Chero tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, we are. And my sister-in-law, who doesn't know St. Louis restaurants, just sent me a text and said, how about we eat at the Crossing tonight? I'm like, that's pretty much eating at a Chero twice. I mean, one is the French spin and one is the Italian. But I didn't know. I've never been to the Crossing, but I'm excited.
They are both owned by the chef is Jimmy Fiala, who I went to high school with at Parkway West.
Right, I mean, it's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And I was at the Crossing a couple of weeks ago, and you can't go wrong with either of those places. But have a great time with your brother, Sue. Obviously, Sue's not going anywhere. Jane, I'm just kind of saying goodbye to you. Have a great, great weekend.
I intend to.
And we will talk next Friday.
You got it.
We got hour number 3 coming up. Hang in there. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.